The Labor Day weekend marks the unofficial end of the New Jersey Shore summer season. A relief to some residents who are happy to bid adieu to all manner of shoobies, but a bittersweet finale for those who rely on tourists and the dollars they bring in. Let's look at efforts to expand the season with John Reitmeier from NJ Spotlight. John, thanks for joining us again on Newsworks Tonight.
You're welcome.
Talk about the tourism industry and its importance to the Garden State.
Tourism is one of the biggest industries that we have in New Jersey. The latest economic impact study estimated that $43 billion were spent by tourists in New Jersey in 2017, and that generated about $5 billion in revenue for the state and local governments. So definitely a major part of the economy here in New Jersey.
And any sense of what percentage of that total goes specifically to the Jersey shoreline?
Generally, you know, 130 miles of beaches from Sandy Hook all the way down to Cape May is a major, major part of the overall tourism pie and pretty much the big draw that New Jersey has. You know, there's the Delaware Water Gap, a couple other different places, but, you know, when you think of New Jersey tourism, you really do think of the beaches.
Proponents of getting a bigger piece of the pie are always looking for ways to do so, and I understand hearings were held this week toward that end.
Yes, there was a Senate committee that met in Atlantic City, actually at the new campus that just opened, Stockton University's new Atlantic City campus. And the idea was sort of twofold. One was to look at ways that the state can protect its share of the tourism market. And the other idea was to look at ways the state could expand its share. In some ways, it's competing with other areas that are also drawing tourists, competitors, if you will, of the New Jersey beaches. So something like in Ocean City, Maryland, what are they doing? How can New Jersey and its beaches be more competitive? But then also thinking about this idea that traditionally the summer tourism season is roughly Memorial Day to Labor Day, but the good weather at the shore lasts well into September and sometimes longer. And there are events that are going on, concerts, different events that maybe people don't know about. And so the idea is also to think about how do we extend that season a little bit and also even make New Jersey tourism less seasonal and more of a year-round thing.
As you cited Ocean City, Maryland, that state does not send its students back to school until after Labor Day. Not necessarily so, though, in the Garden State.
That was one of the more interesting issues that came up and something I wasn't aware of is the role, according to these tourism experts, that the school calendar itself plays in the tourism industry and the revenue that gets generated off of it. And apparently in some states, they do not allow their schools to begin until after Labor Day. That's not something that's done in New Jersey, but it's up for consideration based off of the hearing.
Recognizing that tourism is a huge economic engine for the state, how does New Jersey allocate dollars towards, say, marketing?
And this is one of the big issues, and it's not something that's new, but it's as places like, say, Ocean City, Maryland, have these sophisticated marketing campaigns, it's becoming more and more of an issue. The state is almost being outgunned by some other locations. Basically, more than a decade ago, the state redid how it funds tourism marketing, arts and culture funding in general, in a way that took revenue from the hotel and motel occupancy tax and dedicated a certain portion to funding tourism, arts, history, and culture. There's a baseline amount that has to go to those purposes, but as we see in New Jersey often, because of overall budget problems, money that would otherwise go to these purposes gets raided and used to plug bigger budget holes.
Of course, part of the impetus is to get the tourists to where you want them to be. And with that, what's the status currently of the Atlantic City NJ Transit line and the AC Airport?
This is definitely a sore spot for those in the shore communities. New Jersey Transit recently announced and has started a temporary, but through the end of the year, suspension of their Atlantic City line. And so right now, there's no rail access all the way down into Atlantic City. Also a sore spot is there's no connection to Atlantic City International Airport, which is just across the bay on the mainland. There's an idea that the airport itself is underutilized, that there could be more carriers, a more robust schedule, with a little bit of creativity, you could take better advantage of both the airlines and the trains in the region to get better connections between, say, Philadelphia, places in Pennsylvania, and the Jersey Shore.
John, thanks again for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
You're welcome. Anytime.
NJ Spotlight's John Reitmeier.